The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sister sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
Take the stone away. Take the stone away.
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him."
He said this and went home. "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him."
Take the stone away.
When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give to you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world."
Take the stone away. Take the stone away.
When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here, and he is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house, comforting her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
Take the stone away.
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it.
Take the stone away.
Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. Because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out."
Take the stone away. Take the stone away. Take the stone away. Take the stone away.
The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So you'll enjoy sitting down now. You've been standing for a long time, but don't fall asleep on me. You're resting. Now we got to have a little look at Lazarus for a few moments, and again I'll try and stick to the point and try and follow it logically. Have you ever wondered? And we don't know. But I would love to have met Lazarus afterwards and have asked him, "How did you feel when Jesus brought you back?" And he said, oh, well, I don't know about that. He says, I'd gone through the process of dying, and I was enjoying eternal life, and then I had to come back. And he said, worse than that, CNN were there, and Fox News were there, and there was people from all over the world, he said. Because, you know, that's what happened. We're told in the gospel, actually, that when Lazarus came back, people were peering in through the windows where he lived and kind of wanted to see, and they were coming in vast crowds. So he was, you know, getting more media attention than Trump. So poor old Lazarus, he must have said, Jesus, why did you do this to me? But Jesus did it for a very specific purpose. So there's a few important little things in the gospel this morning. Among the Jews, a lot of them who had been listening to Jesus and heard him speaking about eternal life didn't really believe him, because they went through this terrible agony and trauma and so on when somebody died. And they said, he's talking about eternal life. So why did my husband die, or my father or my mother or my son? Why did he have to die? Jesus is talking about eternal life. So what really does it mean? And they had the wrong idea of eternal life. And so that was one reason why Jesus brought Lazarus back from the dead, to show them that, yes, there is life after death. Number two, interesting, Martha saying to Jesus, and you can see she was going through, as many of you and I have myself gone through, the grieving purpose, you know, the grieving part of life when you lose somebody that you love. And you feel, a lot of people feel angry. And you can sense that, can't you, in Martha's voice. Jesus, she said, if you had been here, he would not have died. So why didn't you come sooner? So you can see she was angry, huh? She was angry. And Jesus said, in so many words, paraphrasing it, it's better that I didn't come. Why? Because among the Jews, they had a belief that when somebody died, the soul hovered, the spirit hovered around the body for 3 days and didn't really leave until the fourth day, when putrefaction or deterioration set in the corpse, and then the spirit left. So Lazarus was really, really dead when Jesus arrived. Now, that's different from when Jesus raised the daughter of Jairus. She had only died that day or a very short time before Jesus arrived. And the same way with the widow's son that Jesus rose from or called back to life. So Jesus wanted to prove that Lazarus was really dead before he brought him back to life. And he did it for a number of reasons. He did it to let the apostles know, his disciples know, that he too, being a human, had to go through the same process, even though he was the Son of God. The stone. He asked the onlookers around him, move the stone away. And that's something we got to focus on. The stone. And I think the biggest stone in our lives is the fear of dying, isn't it? Be honest. The fear of the death. The fear of dying. The fear of the death. That's the biggest fear in our lives, if we are to be honest about it. And we do everything in our power to avoid that day, put it off for as long as we can, even though it's an absolute certainty in everybody's life. No matter who you are, or how famous you are, or how much money you have, or anything else, we must all go through this process. And why, and an interesting thing that has surprised me a number of times, a lot of people, even Catholics and Christians who, and people who come to Mass every Sunday, will say, I don't really believe in an afterlife. Now that might sound amazing for you to hear, but I've met people like that. They cannot comprehend. They think, once you're dead, that's it. But dead is like dying, it's like going through a door. You don't cease to be when you die. And so your loved ones, when they leave this life, they don't cease to be. They begin a whole new life. A life way, 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 we're told again in the scriptures, way beyond anything we here can possibly comprehend or imagine. The other thing, there's a good side and a bad side to Lazarus coming back. The good side is Lazarus would have come back and he would have looked around at people and he would have had a smile on his face, because he would have thought, look at them. They're worried about so many little things that are totally important. They're running around anxious and worried. And I know those things don't really matter. He sees somebody who is ill and all the family are really worried, or hope he doesn't die. And Lazarus is saying, oh, let him die. It's great. It's great. I've been there. I've been there. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. And he almost certainly, it's a pity that we only have a brief account in the Gospels or a synopsis. Lazarus, I'd love to, if he had given an interview on CNN or Fox News or something, and he would have said, oh, it is absolutely marvelous. Don't fear. In fact, you know what he would have said? The day you die, the moment of death, will be the most beautiful moment in your whole life. The most beautiful moment in your whole life. And Lazarus, what's the most, we say, outstanding feeling you felt when you died? And he would have said, ah, one of indescribable freedom. Unbound him and let him go free. Indescribable freedom. A freedom I could never have experienced in this life, never really imagined. Oh, I was totally, totally, totally free. That would have been very much, I think, the most outstanding thing. And just being enveloped in the love and mercy and compassion of the Lord. So, looking at Lazarus and the consequences of it, and of course Lazarus would have to die again. But I want to say to you this morning, and I've given a lot of thought to this, and as you get older, you're more aware that you don't have that many days left. You wake up and there's another month gone, so you're a month nearer to dying. I was at a funeral recently and I said to another priest, well, I said, that's another reminder that time is getting short, and just like he is now, we'll be one day. And he said, oh, don't be so morbid. Don't even think about it, he said. Well, I thought, that's strange. Somebody said, and this is an absolute fact, the more you think about dying, the more you live. The more you live. Live your life to the best of your ability. And where does the fear come from? The fear comes from the false self, not the true self. You go back to God. to a God who never really left you. That's a good description of dying. You go back to God who never really left you anyhow. You return to where you came from, but in a totally new, way. And a very famous man said, and I repeat it to myself often, fear not that someday you will die. Fear rather that you've never really lived. Because you'll arrive in heaven and you'll say to yourself, why did I eat all that health food and go to the gym every day when I could have been here years ago? There you go.